Hi everyone, my name is Savannah Derry, and today I'm going to be discussing creativity in the management field and in the business field in general with my friend
Katie,
who is going to be asking me some questions about this topic.
Awesome! Okay, let's jump right in. So, leadership is a big part of management. What are some ways that leaders become more creative to best inspire their followers?
So, to answer this question, I think I'm really going to lean on some interviews I did with both one of my friends who is actually a marketing and accounting major, but she's in the college with me, and one of my professors who is a management professor, Professor Sarah Dodson. And Professor Dodson told me that she feels that being a good leader and being creative in your leadership really involves connecting with somebody and making an interpersonal connection with them. And it's really hard to do that without being creative because everybody is so unique and has their own personality. And she really just said that, like, starting conversations, asking a lot of questions, and being kind of creative in that sense of how you get to know people really helps you to be a better leader to the people Absolutely. You're trying to lead, because it gives a more intimate connection. And then my friend Cassie actually made a really great point when I asked her about leadership and business and how to be creative in that. She said being creative rather than conventional makes the whole process more enjoyable for everyone, which I thought was kind of profound in its simplicity. Like, it making things enjoyable for people by being creative, like playing games in the office, bringing in food, throwing parties.
So
like
fun.
It makes it so much easier to be a part of a collaborative effort, which is a big part of management in itself.
That's so interesting. Okay, so how do upper level administrative decisions affect managers' creative problem solving?
So I thought this was a good question to, like, address how managers sometimes have to be reactive to the people who are above them. And Professor Dodson also gave me a great point on this, because she has a lot of experience in industry being a manager, especially in supply chain, like, manufacturing organizations. And she said that she found it hardest and, like, under the most pressure to be creative when her company was going under budget cuts and had to fire a lot of people, basically. And so she had to find new ways to, like, train people in new jobs, kind of cross-train so people could do more things than they were used to, and be able to, like, motivate people to do more than their share until they were able to, like, get their feet back under them and hire those people back. And so she said she really had to engage in a lot of strategies to help motivate and, like, get all of her employees on the same page to accomplish the goal that they need to happen.
Especially making those connections again once losing them could be difficult.
The interpersonal skills is a major, like, creativity hotbed in business, I feel like. And that's actually the class that Professor Dodson teaches me, is interpersonal skills. And I've learned a lot from her and how
really
to be creative to, like, you know, work with other people.
Awesome. Okay, so what is organizational creativity, and what effect does it have on every employee in an organization?
So when talking about organizational creativity, I found the most interesting points was from our textbook for our creativity class, actually, Exploring Creativity by Keith Sawyer. And it kind of talks about how organizational creativity kind of bleeds into every part of business. And he gives a big example about Microsoft and Apple, and how, like, it was an innovation battle between the two when they first came out with, like, the Macintosh and the, like, other initial models of the laptop, and how it's like bits and pieces were taken from each part. And this kind of has to do with the organization as a whole, because they were in the same field having the same competition, but they were really having to, like, pick and choose from each other to help each other collaborate almost. And I think that their organizations had to, like, cultivate a culture through creative ways that were helping each other compete while also, like, being innovative themselves. And I thought that was a really good example of how organizational creativity really bleeds into every part of organizational culture, which is a whole nother topic that we could get into another day.
Nice. Especially how, like, that creativity aspect of working with those computers is, like, what would set each of them apart, especially if they're in the same field.
Yes.
But also, how are visionary companies different from ground floor companies?
So I found a source for this that was from the Encyclopedia of Creativity that was talking about how visionary companies have three specific facets that really helped them to like be set apart, and that was efficiency, adaptability, innovation. And then like kind of the points, the general gist that they gave for these was that without efficiency, there is no progress, but the real creativity comes from adaptability and the skill of being proactive rather than reactive, which is a lot, the yes. downfall of a lot of companies is being reactive rather than proactive. And then innovation is also a more traditional take on creativity. Like when you think of coming up with new ideas, coming up with new products, that's like the initial creativity you kind of think of, I feel like. And I was interviewing a couple of my other friends who are management majors as well, but they also are double majoring in finance and CIS, which is computer information systems. So I was interested in their perspective because they have like kind of a personal perspective from the management, but also a technical perspective from the finance and the CIS.
Yeah.
And they were kind of just telling me that they feel like every field in business has like an entrepreneurial mindset because you're trying to come up with the best product or provide the best service to like be able to make it in a business world.
Yeah.
And so with the efficiency thing, I think they both had a really, they really appreciated how like efficient companies make good companies and adaptable companies make good companies because they're able to adapt to the market
and be creative,
the trends, like everything in that. And I mean, innovation is just something that everybody appreciates. And so I think they really agreed with a lot that came from that encyclopedia article too.
For sure. Well, thank you so much for all of this. I really enjoyed listening.
Yeah. I mean, I could talk for days about how it is, how, what it is to be creative in business, but I think that everybody would get bored. So thank you for listening.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next time.